Shalom. Okay, so today is packet 23, and Be'ez Hashem, we have two more after that, and then we should discuss some Bechina sometime in the future. That's the story. Okay, so today, I don't know why I put this packet necessarily here in the series, but so it is. About other Rishon and other Sheni, which is a shaila that comes up for Kviyas Yortzeit. Do you follow other Rishon or other Sheni if somebody loses a relative in Adar and then it's a leap year? So which Adar do they keep the Yortzeit in? So basically, all three shitas are accounted for, either to keep it just in other Rishon. Just another Sheni, or both. So, there's a tshuva from the Truma Sedeshin. We know that Purim. We do another Sheni. Now, so why do we do that another Sheni? So, if you look in the bottom of page 1 here, the Gemara Megillah, on Vavam Beis, you have a Machloikis. Here, let's see. Let's start like this. So the Gemara says three lines from the bottom. Bishlamar of Lezer of Yosef Mistabe Taima Deim Avir Mala Mitzvahs was the opinion that says you read the Megillah on other Rishon is because Deim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. So if you have this is Adar, so the first one you pogay into is other Rishon, Deim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. So what's the other the reason of the sheet of other Sheni? El Rav Shimon Gamliel my Taima. Arav Tevi Taima Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Mismach Gula Legula Adif. That we want to as Rashi says Purim LePesach. We want the Gula's Purim and the Gula's Pesach to be next to each other. The Gula's should be together, whatever the reason that is, you know, al pi hashkafa, that's for a different time. But so we know the halacha is for Megillah, we read another Sheni, other Sheni, because. But really, it should have been other Rishon. In other words, everyone agrees that there's a concept of Ein Mavir and Mala Mitzvahs. It's just that maybe there's another halacha that trumps Ein Mavir and Mala Mitzvahs, namely. But maybe the Poshup Shat should be that if there's no issue of Gula Lagula Adif, then we should go back to the original Yisod of Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs. So when it comes to a Yortzeit, there's no Mismach Gula Lagula issue, so it's only an issue of what? Of Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs. So then that should come first. So that's the Truma Sedeshin here on page 7. That's what he says. Misha Niftaru Horav Be'odar B'shana Pshuta. Right? A parent died in Adar in a regular year. 7. K'shegiu Shnosa Ibor. When it comes to a leap year, Be'eza Adar Yotzum V'yomer Kaddish U'barchu. In other words, which in a leap year, which should he be observing Yortzeit? Rishon or B'Sheni? So the Truma Sedeshin says Yira the Yase B'Rishon, that he should do it B'Rishon. V'Naktin Haytam B'Shem D'Inyan Zedom Elmi. So then, first he starts. something else, we'll get to that. But then the main point I want to show you, keep going, the first word in line is Kirab Meir. Odinir Kirabi Meir is the first word in line. Odinir Elavi Raya, Yipar Tamid and Megillah. B'shmaitza De'ein Bein. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sovar, yeah. Posek Talmud Hilchas Rabbi Shimon, yeah. Stabra, first word in line, Taimid Dei Mavir Amitzis. El Shimon Gamliel my time Mishani Kedei Lismach Gula to Gula Perish Gula Shushan the Gula's Mitzrayim Paul Mitzvah Sanogin Bodesh Shkon of Zohar Gula San Shushan Shaykhul Hagdim Shikli Akadosh Shikli Haman etc. So keep going. So therefore he says Avo Kolhecha Dolo Shaykhi Taima the Lismach Gula to Gula that was when Gula to Gula is not Shaykh but all of us lean in Basa Taima Dein Mavir and Al Mitzvah. So V'nidon Didon Lo shayach midi lismach gula legula. The kach has leaning basa taima de mavirin al hamitzvus. So he says that over here it's not shayach gula legula, nothing to do with your tzeit. So then we go back to the original rule of ein mavirin la mitzvus. So meaning. Mitzvah, not necessarily in the technical sense of whether it's one of the Tayag mitzvahs, but it's so we'll see. So he's talking about when the person died in a regular year, right? And then this year is a leap year. We didn't say yet what's the din of somebody who died in a leap year, in the second month of the leap year, what does he do in the year of a leap year? That we didn't say yet.
The biggest shada is if someone dies on the 30th of Adar Rishon.
Yes, there's no 30.
In a regular adult, he has 29 days.
Right. Okay, so we'll see everything. Okay. So this is the Trumas Hadesh. So even though it's not... You know, it's still some zchus, some good thing, you know, call it a mitzvah, call it whatever phraseology you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So that's the psach of the Ramah. See, as we'll see on page 12 in Hilchas Tainus, the Mechaber says, we didn't get to why the Mechaber says what he says, but the Mechaber says she'ira yom shemes oviv o'imo b'odar chashanah muberes yisaneh b'odar sheni. That's the Mechaber. And the Ramah says yesh olim yisaneh b'rishon. And now he says your point im lo shemes b'shnas ha'ibur b'odar sheni that's no gim l'saneh b'sheni. But if he died in a leap year in odar sheni and now it's a leap year, so then of course he would keep it in the odar sheni. Etc. But so the Trumas Hadesh says that the Iker Halacha is to do other Rishon, to keep a yort site in other Rishon, unless the person died in other Sheni, and now it's also a leap year, then he would do other Sheni. Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says other bays based on another idea here in the Gemara Nedarim on page 3 in Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. And the Gemara is talking about Nedarim. The person takes a neder that he's not going to drink wine. So wine is usher. So he says, I'm not going to drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar. So I'm not going to drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar. So which one is it? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So the third line says in the Mishnah, page 3, Ad Rosh Adar Rishon. So the Gemara says, "Leinu Masnisim Rabbi Yehudi." The Tanya Adar Rishon Kosev Echar Kosev Adar Harishon Adar Sheni Kodem Adar Stam. In other words, the question is: whenever you write Adar without saying which one, what do you mean? So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is: if you write Adar Stam, then here. If you say, you mean, if you write other, you mean other shady. If you say other and you don't define what you mean, Rabbi Yehuda says that's other shady. Rabbi Meir says rather. Rabbi Yehuda says other Rishon Kosev Stam. That other Rishon, if you don't say what you mean and you just say other, it's other Rishon. The mayor says other Shani. So the question is, how do we paskin in this Shaila? How do we paskin if Stam other, what does it mean? So the Rambam paskins on page 5. The person says, Shani Shoyse, Yain Adrosh other. In the last three lines, the other shasharim regrets another ad rosh other also ad rosh other sheni. So the Rambam says, if you say stam other and you don't say what you mean, it's other sheni. Like the opinion of Rav Meir. And the Rosh says no. The Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rosh here on page 6. Tanya, other Rishon, Kosev, other Rishon, other Sheni, Kosev, Stam, the Rav Meir, Yehuda, Omer, other Rishon, Kosev, Stam, Sheni, Kosev, Tanya, the Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Stam, other is other Rishon. So,
we
usually pass here, we don't pass here. Right.
Yeah,
so why did Rambam here do?
Based on the Kavana, if he knew it was that he could go by the mayor, but he didn't know it was any
for sure. Right. Because he didn't know that it means that he thought it was only one other, so yeah, he meant other Rishon. But if he knew, but he didn't say other Rishon, he just said other. So that's Rameh Shita is, there's other Shayna. And the Rosh Paschas like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rishon. So the Mari Vile on page 8, Yaakov Vile, that was the doctorate that Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig's father, Rabbi Rosenzweig, he wrote his doctorate on the Mari Vile. Remember Jacob Vile, Ashkenazic Jewry in Transition, I think that's what it's called, something like that. What? You read the, you have to read it.
So you were telling the mission of it, would they then just wait until they would have to wait till some point in East London, even if somebody would before them have made a nether, you're not every year you're not that decision's not made until the end, say until we figure out where Adam is ending and if they want it, which means there's no saying.
So he says we pass in like the Rambam. So that's what the Mechaber, that's how the Mechaber's Psak. The Mechaber's Psak is other Sheni. One second, look on page 12. Shir Yom Shemes Oviv Imo Ba'odah, Shana Muberes. Isane ba'odosheni. No. The person died on a regular year. There was only one other. So then, if there's only one other, of course you do it another. Question is, this year there's two others. So what does he do? There's a person died in a year that's not a leap year. The question is, and now there's a leap year, which other does he keep to your side? You know? So the Mechaber says other Sheni, and the Ramah, because he paskins the Marivayel, who paskins like the Rambam, who paskins like the Meir. And the Ramah paskins like the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin also, you see, I didn't read that first part of the Trumas Hadeshin. I read the part that says that, you know, because Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs. But then, the first part of the Trumas Hadeshin, which I didn't read to you, he discusses that same sugya in Nedarim. And the Trumas Hadeshin says that the Rosh passes like Rabbi Yehuda. What about the Rambam? Amnam Tzarchi and Maimon. And then he quotes the Zohar Svara. Okay, you know? Yeah, so Lashon B'nei Adam, yes, and the Dharam goes past the Lashon B'nei Adam, so one could claim that this has nothing to do with anything. But I guess the Lashon B'nei Adam might have to do with what Stama de Milsa is called Adam, but one, in other words, maybe they're assuming the Lashon B'nei Adam is based on what people really consider what Adar is. That's why they have the Lashon B'nei Adam. Because or else you could say that the Dharm Hachar Acha Lashon B'nei Adam. He says, well, when should he prav your tzad?
This is not for the first 11 months. The first 11 months are months.
Yeah, this has to do with your tzad.
That's
like
for the
Nisham. Because the person keeps your tzad, he's davening for the Omud, he's saying,
like if you leave for the Nisham.
Yeah. Well, you see, part of it, like this is what Rabbi Yisrael was asking. See, part of it also is that a person is makabel a fast day. If there was part of the discussion, so from that perspective, it's something he's makabel. But it's also the issue of davening for the Omer. Yeah, okay. Okay, now there's a third shita of the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon has another way of interpreting the Gemara. See, take a look on page one here, Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara has three opinions Megabe Purim. Karas a Megillah ba'adar Rishon v'nisabra Hashana karim also ba'adar Sheni. So the Mishnah says if you read the Megillah on Adar Rishon and then it became a leap year, you have to read it again on Adar Sheni. And then the Gemara has then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, the Tanya. Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi, Yom Yen Kor Masol, Bo Oda Sheini. Shchomitza Shanogos B'Sheini, Nogos B'Rishon. So Rav Lezer, Rav Yossi says, that you Yotze in Oda Rishon. Rav Shimon B'Liel, Af Kor Masol, Bo Oda Sheini. So you read about the Shein. So the Gemara asks, isn't Rav Shimon Gamliel the same as the Tana Kama? And the Papa say the Parshas Yikah Benayu. The Tana Kama Sover L'Chatchila B'Sheini. In other words, Machlokas is, what about the Dal Parshas? When do you do that? Because both the Tana Kama and Rav Shimon Gamliel say you read it B'sheini. Blessed Rav Yossi says Yotze with Rishon. So the question is when are the Dalal Parshis? Tarakama Sover L'Chatchila B'sheini. The Ovid B'Rishon Ovid Bami Mikra Megillah. Afogav the carbon rishon carbon shein. In other words, lachatchila you should do b'shein. If you do b'rishon, you yotze. But Rav Yossi Somer that So that's the only difference. But the Gabi and Mikra Megillah, they both agree that you read it. If you read it b'rishon, you have to read it b'shein. But the Vilna Gaon, the way Sefer Yetur Megillah explains, that has another pshat in Tana Kama. Tana Kama is, and that is that you always have to read the Megillah both orders. But like Rabbi Willig likes to say, it's like other Aleph, other B, A, B. They both have a Shem Adar, like Rabbi Willig likes to say. So the Mele, it's both Mechayev. They're both Mechayev.
Even if
you knew from before. Uh-huh. Even though the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah is only because you didn't know originally, you read it to Rishon. So now, and then it became the Sabra Mishnah. But the Gom learns, no. That even if you knew before, each other is mechayev. And as opposed to the other opinion that says no, if you read the opinion of Shimon Gamliel is that if you didn't know before, then you would just read the Pesheinis. So then they ask, the Tur Megillah explains it, so why does the Gemara say Hainu Tanakama? It's not the same. I think the Tur Megillah explains Hainu Tanakama means Hainu Tanakama, in this case where it's already passed, where you already read it Berishon and you didn't know there was a Sheini, now you're saying what should you do? So they both would say read it B'Sheini. So it got me that, they're the same. So
The
Dal Parshas. No, I'm not talking about Dal Parshas. Megillah. So Bekitzer, Tana Kama, according to the Gaon, has the Shita that Korus and Megillah Bar Rishon, Korin B'Sheini, because they both have a Chalos Shem order. So therefore, anything that you... they're both Mechayiv in Megillah. Dal Parshas may be something, is something different. Maybe that's not a Mechayiv in other.
Is anyone calling
in
the
Tanakh? Yeah, so one second. So that's what Tanakh Chatchil B'Sheini, the other B'Rishon Ovod, Barmin Mikra Megillah. In other words, the Dal Parshas were not Matriach you. You could really be Yotze in either one, because they're both other. But I guess It's not the same. Megillah is a chiyuv in Adar. Here's just an Indian to do it sometime in Adar, but they weren't matriach to do the Beral Parshas twice.
Right,
but the question is, so therefore is the chiyuv Megillah to, you say, well, you did it once in Adar, so you don't have to do it another time. Or do we say that no, but now it's not other. It's like we skip the year. We're back to Purim
but
right away.
Do you see only reading Megillah one time?
No.
If you...
No, in other words, the Gaon is saying, what the Tur Megillah explains, is that you're reading the Megillah twice.
According
to Tanakhama.
And
then
you have to read
a B'sheni. You have to read a B'sheni. And
even... from before.
Even if you knew from before.
You have to read a B'sheni.
Right.
And Reshbah.
Also B'sheni.
Meaning, so as the Gemara said, Eim Avinah Nisim. Reshbah calls Nismatu Rogula. Right?
Right. Both others, therefore, mechayiv you again. So he's saying it's like, you had your other, and now. Right. Yeah.
Saying the time when they were determining other based on the turn of storage each month, they were just back. When were they just determining other changes? I always thought it was like at that point that.
When was what?
The determination to have other changes before we had a set calendar was determined when.
Okay, whenever. Otherwise, look on page 12 in the Gro. Look in the Gro. Where I put the arrow. So first the Gro says what Rabbi Yisrael said. That we shouldn't use that Gemara in the Dharm at all. This has nothing to do with anything. You see in the second wide line. Okay, so I gave a possible answer, whatever. But Volkan Ha'ikar Lasanus Bishneim. So he says, Kan Ha'ikar Lasanus Bishneim. In other words, by your side, you fast both others. So that's the goal. We'll see more. Okay, so b'kitzer, most people, different people have different minhagim. So the simple shot, like, there are more paskins like other rishon. So some people have the minhag to follow the gong. There are people like that.
Both.
Yeah. Right. Yishmach is name. So some do that, but. A lot of people, it's, so especially if you're fasting, it's not so easy to fast.
So the process, you keep which one?
Both.
Okay. Look, I mean, bar mitzvah is a question, okay, we'll.
Is it the fact both Medina, or is it the fact that we don't know which one is the
No, he's saying Medina.
Why? There's only one yard thing, there's only one bin in July.
because the din is an other, and here the other repeats itself, like the rule said. So, okay. So people have this minhag. They have the minhag. If they don't have the minhag, then they follow either the mechaber or the ramah of doing other sheni or the rishon.
It's easy to
daven
both, but that's not a problem.
Right, fasting, right.
Are you entitled to the
other? Right. Are you considered a chiyuv? That's what I'm talking to say. Do you get kedima? Yeah. Okay. I think he's into other sheni. Well, he's a mechaber person. So. He asked me to run a body. I think my recollection of the conversation was... he's another shiny person. Oh, okay. I want to talk a little bit about Avelus Bepurim, the supplement packet here. So what's the story of Avelus Bepurim? So there is a famous steer in Shulchan Aruch. This is like made to order. You want a steer in Shulchan Aruch? I'll give you as good as they come. As good as they come. The steer is in Shulchan Aruch. I told you... Rashmur, I say a lot. Rav Abadi once showed me a gon, a Vilna gon, and Bir HaGro, did I put it? In Hilchus Yontif, where the Bir HaGro writes that the many steers in the Shulchan Aruch Kayadua. So there's a fellow, Eli Stern, you know Eli Stern, Rabbi Eli Stern? He's a Rabbi Stekler, Rabbi Heichel. So he has the yeshiva Heichel. So his brother-in-law, Rabbi Eli Stern, wrote a doctorate on the Vilna Gaon. So I'm quoted in a footnote in the doctorate. Myself, b'shem Rabbi Badi, b'shem this Bir HaGro in Hilchos Yontif. So it's in the footnote, and we have it in the library. In the library, one day you can get it. Really, you can get everything now in the library if you really need it. So far, I haven't not been. I shouldn't speak before, you know. Okay, so this is. Look at the steer. Look at the steer. On page 8, says the mechaber. Let's just look at the mechaber. Kol divrei aveilus nogim mechanik opur. Okay, page. Page 8. Kol divrei aveilus nogim mechanik opur. Supplement. Right? So that's kol divrei aveilus. Pshuto kimashmo, right? And then I'll show you another machaber. That's in Hilchos Megillah. Now let's look in Hilchos Avelus. Can I put it in the packet? Where is it?
Yeah.
What page?
Yeah,
what page?
Six.
Six. Well, that's the tour.
No.
In the supplement. You got it? You got it? Page 16 in the supplement? Yeah? Meis lo meis konim purim pogav purim einam afsik avelus. Bo lo b'yudal v'lo b'tezvav ela dvarim shebetzina noig. So that's like made to water, this steer. That's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, if I had to find a steer. Mm-hmm. He says, b'feresh, kol divrei aveilus noig. I mean, obviously that means even farhesia, kol divrei aveilus noig. And then he writes, lo dvarim shebetzina. So the Dvar Shmuel has his thing, you know. The Dvar Shmuel of Shmuel Abu Hav. So he has this big thing that the Mechaber didn't write the whole Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the whole Beis Yosef, and then he gave it out to the Talmidim to write the Shulchan Aruch. And other people of Arabia don't like that. The Shul Abu Hav is a Kadmon. Look in your phone. What year did Shul Abu Hav live? You know? Huh? What does it say in the phone? Calls up the phone. He's not. He wasn't yesterday. He's from. There's a Kadmon, so you have to treat it with Derech Eretz. No. No. Anybody? Dvar Shmuel. Shmuel Abu Hav. I'll give you 10 seconds. What? Not to be 1610.
And died in 1694.
And died in 1694. So he goes back. He's before most of the people you ever heard of.
Before the Shulchan
Aruch.
What is his first name?
Abu.
Shmuel.
Yeah.
Well, when was the Shulchan Aruch was written? In what year? I mean, the Shulchan Aruch died in what year? Yosef Karam.
Fifteen seventy-five.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Chofetz Chaim didn't do that either. And that's befarish in the biography that the son of the Chofetz Chaim writes that the reason why there's stiras in the Mishnah Berurah is because certain simanim were written by my father and certain simanim were written by my brother. And I told you the redaction, Rabbi Hech likes to say, redaction of the Shulchan Aruch was in this building. This building. Rabbi Mendel Zaks, the son-in-law, the Chofetz Chaim, he did something with the Mishnah Berurah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he also...
So
he was before Rabbi Bretzky. That's what Rabbi Karlov likes to say, that Dr. Belkin had an affinity to the people from Radin. He also learned, I think, in Radin. Even though he learned in Radin. Dr. Belkin learned in Radin. As Rabbi Shefter says, he always used to quote Rabbi Naftali Trump. That was Rosh Shiva in Radin. So he learned in Radin. And Rabbi Peretzky learned in Radin. And Rabbi Mendel was the son-in-law. He was the Bochin here before Rabbi Peretzky.
Any major Hebrew of that size doesn't have steer, isn't that the nature of the situation?
You're saying...
What
Hebrew
doesn't have
steer? Well, Rambam has a lot of steers, but we have them.
Right.
We try them. But this is like, say, this is pretty big. No? You would think, you know, you're writing Hilchos Purim, and about Avelis and Purim, they wouldn't look up to see what first state in Hilchos Avelis by the same Shaila. Right?
It's not so, right?
It doesn't require such a big bekiyus. You know, Purim, they know this Hilchos Avelis. But when they're writing Hilchos Avelis, what they do in Purim? So that's what Dvar Shmuel's parents. That it was written by different people, and then they didn't necessarily have one editor in chief to put everything together. But the Achronim don't take that approach. The Achronim, you know, I mean, the Gaon maybe, the body's Gaon in Hilchos Yantif, where he says that this, you want to. Let me get Hilchos Yantif so I can read it to you in the Lashon. If I can find the right, if you can find the right away, and I can find the right away, we read you the lesson of the Bir Hagra So in general, we assume that Dvarim Shebitzin Anoeg. That's the general practice.
The board counsels the day.
That so therefore the person doesn't wear, he wears regular shoes on Purim.
Does he count towards the seven?
It counts towards the seven. Counts towards the seven. Rav Shachter likes to say over that Rav Soloveitchik was sitting Shiva on Purim, and he was upset that no one came to pay him a Shiva visit on Purim. Because people normally, in their minds, you know, Purim is a happy day, he's not going to pay a Shiva visit, but he felt that no, he's still a novel. And let's see if I can find it.
We were shoes on both.
City
based on the city that they're in, they would
yeah. The Dvarim Shebitzin
is based on if you have a
Shebitzin,
then you've done, it's based on the city you're in.
Yeah, that's a separate thing about the other days, but
instead of
both. Yeah.
Shouldn't we say that actually sitting Shiva is considered public?
Or since you're in your own house, what does that mean? It means that a person is at home, and part of people are coming to be Menachem, right? The Gemara says you do that on Yontif, really, even though no one does. I said this many times. That Kfar Nisaskubo Berego, right? That you and therefore you come pay Shiva calls, and but people don't do that. But and so no one. So apparently Nichum Abelim is not considered. For Hesia. Whereas a person sitting with his shoes on, and he's not sitting on Gabi Akarka, and he's not sitting with a Begad Karua. So, okay, let me see. I just want to finish and then I'll see if I can find it. Okay. So the big question that people ask is, you know, what about, could you go to a Suda with other people? You know, what's the... Oh yeah, I should read the shock, right. The shock tries to give me Yishuv. Right, that is true. I should read the shock. We cannot not read the shock. What page again? 16? Yeah, the shock tries to give me Yishuv. Says the shock, my shock posted the shock in no cold you name of the shaken a minute. Review Adrisha. Kach posted Mokaber. The drisha cost of the yoshev the very makabe. The drisha says, "Those also have done. All kind of nevi shemaisful maisful b'yom." That the Shulchan Aruch Chaim talk about that it was the Yom Rishon, so the mace died on Purim. The kind of nevi shemais kodim nachem. So in other words, one is a avails daraisa. So it's. From the Melech, so then even the Farhesa. And the other one is. So if you hold a veil, your mission is the Raisa, so then it's going to be. Yeah, so you're bearing that. And the other Mechaber is talking about. Ma'isha means Kodim Lachem. So therefore, he's more making.
But the Mechaber himself, in the Shiva Zion, he first brought, that it's Raisa, and Kvura, and usually the Omer Bar.
And then he doesn't like it. And then he said he's
close.
The Minhag is not that way.
Right. So you see that he
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, even the Shach.
You can't say that.
But the Shach himself says it's Dochuk. Dochuk. Right? It's a Shtickle Dochuk, right? So, no. It's hard to say that it's a big ukimta to say that thing. No, I think that's.
What about Hanukkah? It's only dealing with Purim. Hanukkah these days.
Why? Hanukkah, there's nothing to talk about.
Right?
Yeah.
Why is Purim different than the?
Purim is a day of Simcha. You may mishnah the Simcha. It's Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. So Mumeila, if it's Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, so therefore, on Hanukkah there's no question that there's Avelis even before Hesiod. Only thing is, you're not Maspid on Hanukkah. You don't have Hespedim. You don't have Hespedim on Hanukkah. Yeah. Yeah. So the question is, so could a person go to a Sudas Purim with other people, say during Yud Beis Chodesh, things like that. So, there's a tshuva from the Zakan Aron, not the Zakan Aron of Rav Aaron Wolkin, but the other's kind of iron. What page? Yeah, page 11. It says, Shalta v'l'inya Reuven sh'meitzel imo v'hu l'achli yoz munagin v'china v'chudu shal mitzel. He says, true, but avo pisha chacham נחחו בעניין אבלס אם נהוג בפורם כל מוקום כבר נהוגו דעס עומם שכל שנהוג אבלוסו אבלס is נהוג ועוד מעבר גמר שמחה מלאב שעושה בהספד משנה מלאב שעושה בתיינס משמע page 12 הלשן מילי לא אין הישיב רשי בתשובה מי נוסן כל כל ומי Mikomokam Dafka Avelus Shiva. So he says only Avelus Shiva. Well, Avelus Shanogim Yud Beit Chadash and Lovi Vinimo Nir Lagai Purim Havi Batal Shrei Avachai B'chol Mitzvah Samurus B'Torah. Chay Nir Meditanya Alchol Meisim Lotsu Leilach Meisim Mishter Avi Kol Yud Beit Chadash and Chay Nhoi Shal Shem Mitzvah Alchay Mashmash Shekol Shem Mitzvah Shari. Hachas Sudas Purim Simchas Mitzvah Shari. So he says that Simchas Purim, that those things that are the Shiva Dika Halachas, I mean, could be Noyeg. I mean, we hold that it's only Mitzina. But he says that things that are only on Yud Beis Chodesh, the non nichnas the base of mishta are not known. These are simcha nigveres kol. So I have a simcha she'ena chova lo ve'ena mitzuva. Well, simchas Purim, he's saying, is a chova. near Midrash Shafil and Mitzvah Sarach Lachmanos. Chayv Mishloch Monos. He's a Chayv Kriyas. So, well, Sudas, yeah, we can. So he thinks that those halachas are mutter to have a regular simcha, regular firm suda. Right, but yeah, so that's his sheet.
That's
not the natural shiva. Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not
the natural
shiva. The Shulchan Aruch only speaks about.
He says yes, and he says no.
Right. But in Shulchan Aruch, and we hold the Varm Shev
Betzino. I'm saying,
no, Shev Hesi, one time he says yes, one time he
says
no. Right. So he doesn't say Shev or Shlosh Shev, he says Hodesh. Right, so part of the discussion here. Yeah, right, so that's the other discussion, right. The Mechaber also passes as Docha Ninus, that's another. There's a famous Orchos Chaim on page 5 of Aaron HaKol Milunil. He says, "Vachal Pish also behest benuchal lomo shemisha yolo avol gimel yomim o yosek korim purim shanogev ilusum b'shem Yantav lo kibul olayim, aval onen mutar b'bosav yayin. To osi esay diyachav, daveyas adachi esay d'rab in d'raisa l'smoch b'porm. V'divei kabol ninu shem ke divei Torah." So he says that, so this is the famous Orchaz Chaim that says that onen is normally not allowed to eat b'bosav yayin, but on Purim is mutar. And that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes here on page 9. Some argue with this. That Yish Misha Omer, Onein Mutter Bevosav Yayin, the Lost Yassi, the Yachid Avels, the Chesed Ram Dorais, the Smok, the Purim Divrei Kabbal, Shem Kidivit Torah. Kol Shekhan Chayv Mikra Megillah. So there's a whole discussion here . So part of this discussion is also, I don't know if he quotes it, Rav Tzinner here in So some of Machmir, as I've said, quotes on page 15, not to go to a big Purim Suda. No, during Yud Beis Chodesh. And Saba Mekel, based on this Tanarum. On page 14. Since there's a Chiyuv Simcha on Purim, so the Yud Beis Chodesh falls by the wayside. Rabbi, I think he's into this sheet of this Kanaro of being made on this. And there's a whole discussion whether we follow this Machaber by the Basa or not. Rabbi Paretsky has a piece here. You might mention Rabbi Paretsky. So, and his Sefer Ne'er Lamor. So he has a whole piece here on Rabbi Paretsky's minhag was that he would write a Shtickel Torah before Diffin Yom Tovim, and then he would send copies to people. He would send his friends, like, before Pesach, he would write a Shtickel Torah Pesach. He would send Dr. Lamb a copy. He would send
Right Point.
What?
Right
Point, yeah. In other words, could he go to a Well, yeah. I mean, we hold you could like the Dvarim Shabbat.
Not
Dvarim Shabbat. Not Dvarim Shabbat.
Not Dvarim Shabbat. I'm not talking about Kashrut. I'm talking about does he wearing shoes? Is he going to shul?
Yeah, so we're holding that the advance is not knowing. Yeah, except for Dvarim Shabbat Tzinnit. Yeah, that was his hefter.
So, but that
I mean, the question is whether to go to a big party or something like that. I mean, like you said, he doesn't have to necessarily. Not, you know, go to a big party. And
but I mean, the nice to
do Abel and Noe, don't you have to say, on Purim? Yeah, they're not knowing.
Yeah, I mean, they go to shul or.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Levin have favorite camp? I mean,
as far as you would say that?
Yeah, so
this,
yeah. I
don't know. It's also to go collect the I found it. By the way, here, just for the sake of that Vilna Gaon, in Tov Tzari Ches, I'll read the Lashon. Afshal Shulchan Aruch Solshil Mashakosov, the Simon Tov Kuf Tezvav, Ein Bezek Klum Kayadua. Afshal Shulchan Aruch Solshil Mashakosov, Simon, this is Tov Tzari Ches. In the Gaon. Tav Tzariches Sif Dalet. Okay? Tav Tzariches is not so famous, but Rabbi Bari told it to me. I don't think it's so famous. When I saw the Dvar Shmuel, I was very excited because I put together Dvar Shmuel together with this Gaon. So I was very excited to put those two things together. Rabbi Bari never quoted me the Dvar Shmuel, so that I saw independently, and then he quoted me the Gaon, and then when I finally had in my mind both of them, so it's just very interesting that the Gaon says that Afshar Shulchanach Sosin Lashkosov Ein Bezeklum Kayadua. So that's just an interesting marmokum. Kayadua. Everyone knows that he sold to himself, so no big deal. The steer is in the. So
even though he sold. No, he's saying a pshat, and according to this pshat, the Mechaber sold to himself. Not a problem. It doesn't bother him.
He agrees with the Parshat Bo's reasoning.
He doesn't say it out, so you could say a difference. You don't have to say that. I just want
to. Everybody knows that the steer is in the shoe doesn't mean that you...
It doesn't have to say. I was the one who's, you know... Rabbi never said to me, the reason for this is... whatever. Bar Shmuel says the reason he doesn't call the Goy, where was he before the Goy?
It's not
Bar Shmuel and Pesachim, right? Bar Shmuel and Pesachim is another sefer. Bar Shmuel and Pesachim is the Rav Eliezerov, the son of Rav Eliezerov from Keren Biavne, who was a Rav in Katamon. The Yid, a Chashev Yid, with a long advice aboard, he was the gave the shiur for the Koilo in Keren Biavne. And his son wrote a sefer Dvar Shmuel and Pesachim. And he was nifter before the father, I think, even. He wrote a...
You see that Mechaber in Eshet Tzadi has... Mechaber is noted to Paschim that avails the Gur and the Misri Yomachot in Chrysler. He's noted that way, but
right. So you're saying
he's bringing the heel hold. I'm sorry, because like.
So you mean you don't like the drisha?
Yeah. I don't like.
I mean the shach himself says doichah.
Yeah, he's just bringing his sheep. That's
how right. So then what are you going to do? So what are you going to do with the stira?
The stira is this that he said there's no avail of it because it's a derisive. Because the poor and the misriyom is because. That's the way Rav Paskins, he feels a lot of it, but he's Paskins, the Psaq Halakha Lemaisa is of the feeling in Hagulim Ahoylum.
Right.
So he's just the beginning, when he holds the Psaq is over there.
Ravadi has told me he thinks that a Purim the Ovo could, you know, have a regular Suda, like.
Even during Shiva.
I never asked him specifically about Shiva because he usually, you know, is not, and I don't know if a person necessarily wants to do that, so usually it's not, people aren't usually asking during Shiva whether they should go and have a big party. But Yud Beis Chodesh, for sure they do, you know, so I can't,
What's the significance of Yeshi Shomer?
You're right. Yesh Mishom sometimes just means Ras Yachid, right.
How do you understand Shomer in this case?
Yeah, so there's a whole discussion in the Nosekim. Do we really possibly like this Orchis Kaim? Okay. We have two more shiurim, Bez Hashem. One shiur is about end of life issues, end of life treatment, and then two more kohanim. We should make a date for the week after. If you take the bechinas, we'll make a date. You could tell Rabbi Tuchman what you think that they should be. You know, of course, you know, if you don't take it that day, I'm not going to say you can't take it a different day because that's the nature of the situation. But for your own good, it's a good thing that Makatila you should. I think he's. I think I asked him. I think he thought that was okay also.
Really?